Was Will Smith a hater on the iRobot set?
And it sounds like Brad Pitt is living every man's worst nightmare, and we got the dish on that.
Also, Andrew Farm heads to Thailand, honey, to dish with the cast of Jurassic World Rebirth. Lots to sip on today, so
let's get this started.
Well, Travis Kelce is gracing the cover of GQ magazine this month and dishing on why his love for Taylor Swift is so natural. The Super Bowl champ revealed Taylor is just like his mama, Donna Kelce, getting a little emotional, he said. Cue the music, please. Their kindness, their genuineness, their ability to say hello to everyone in the room, their ability to show love and support no matter what. And on top of that, their work ethic. I saw my mother reach goals that she had set for herself, go from being a teller to working all the way up in the key bank building. I've seen Taylor do the exact same thing of setting goals for herself and exceeding the expectations and really captivating the world in that regard. Oh,
wow.
You know, they say boys marry women who are just like their mothers, y'all. But is there ever an instance when dating someone like your mother gets a little strange?
Yeah, it depends on how much like your mother we're talking here.
Yeah.
It's like, anytime I always heard that dynamic, people like to be mothered, coddled a little bit, but like, when you find somebody that's just like your mom, we gotta introduce you to a psychiatrist.
Yeah. I can't even date anybody who's got the name of one of my sisters or my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I matched with a Taryn on Bumble one time, and I was just like, this ain't gonna work. Can't do it. Not gonna work.
Wow.
Well, Alan Tudyk, who co-starred with Will Smith in iRobot, said Willie blocked his shine. Now, during a recent interview, Alan revealed once it was learned that his character Sonny was resonating with the audience a little better than Will's character, things got strange. Listen to this.
They were doing test audiences with the movie, and they score the characters in this kind of test audience. And I got word back, Alan, you're testing higher than
Will Smith. Nice.
It's about to slap you.
And then I was gone. I was done. There was no publicity, and my name was not mentioned.
Wow. Now, Alan went on to say he was in disbelief when this all went down. Now, do you think that Will was jealous and had people put a stop to this, or like maybe the movie company did it? Because Will is the star, you know?
Exactly. These things happen in Hollywood. Like, you can't be bigger than the star of the movie. Like, if it wasn't Will, it was his people, or maybe the movie people, like you said. Like, you can't be larger than the star of the movie. That star is getting paid the most money to be the star in the movie.
The movie got made because of Will Smith.
Exactly.
The movie did not get made because of Alan Tudyk. Alan Tudyk's very talented.
Right.
He's great in a lot of things. But not everybody knows who Alan Tudyk is. You can't sell a movie off of Alan Tudyk's voicing a character in it.
Now,
that doesn't mean that audiences aren't going to love that character.
Right.
But you're not getting international sales on that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't have told nobody. Because it's one of those things where, like, it's not your face.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We don't remember iRobot you in it because it wasn't your face.
Yeah. I remember anytime I'm trying to remember Alan Tudyk, I think about the movie Dodgeball, because he's the pirate in Dodgeball.
He is?
He's the pirate guy.
And I've been seeing mad Alan Tudyk movies, but I'm mostly known for Resident Alien, and he was also like a bad guy in a show called Doomsday that came on HBO Max a while back.
I ain't never seen none of
them. Doom Patrol.
I don't know Alec Tudyk.
He's good. He's a great actor.
Yeah, but I ain't talking, so.
Okay, it has been said that a man's worst nightmare is two of his exes that actually like each other. Well, unfortunately for Brad Pitt, his ex-fiancée Gwyneth Paltrow and ex-wife Jennifer Aniston absolutely adore each other. So Jennifer is gracing the cover for the September issue of Vanity Fair and dishing on what her and Gwen chat about.
Oh,
that's a great shot of her.
Yeah.
And when asked if they chat about their former shared lover, Jen had this to say, of course, how can we not? We're girls. Ironically, I went to her and Brad's engagement party.
Oh.
Woo, a little unpack there. First, what exactly are these two saying about Brad? And secondly, how do you marry your friend's ex-fiancé?
Dating pool's small out there, ain't it?
It is. Also, women tell all the details about men they're dating, dude. Right? You know what I'm talking about, Brad? Women tell everything, dude.
Wow.
Everything.
That's crazy. Like, comparing, like, all the notes?
All the notes.
Yeah. All of them.
Open book
tests. Because they laugh about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, they're not with him anymore, so they can kiki and laugh and drink and do whatever they want about it.
I could imagine, huh, what y'all exes say.
probably very complimentary and nice things. I would hope.
Not if they was mad at you when you broke up.
Oh no, that's not good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's bad.
Gotta have good customer service on the way out.
Yeah.
You know, right. So you don't get that bad relationship Yelp review.
That's very important. Bad, you don't know Rotten Tomatoes, baby.
2 stars. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, honey. Tristan Thompson sure knows, honey, how to spoil his girls. Now, he posted a video of him taking his daughter, True, and niece's dream in Chicago on a surprise Target run, honey, for toys. Look at this.
3 things each. You guys can only get 3 things each. But because Daddy Uncle Tristan's the best, I'm gonna bump it to 4 things. Yay! Are you guys excited? 100%.
Okay, fair enough.
No, that wasn't a bump. He should have said, I'm gonna bump it to 10 things. And they would have went crazy. He bumped it up 1 more.
Look how cute they are. Ooh. Now they are rich, baby. Now 4 toys, now that's a lot.
Look how adorable they are, though.
Bunch of little cuties just there.
Are any of them twins?
No, that's Chicago, I think, in the middle. They're all cousins. And that's Tristan and Khloé's daughter.
Okay, I thought those were all his kids. Like, the Kardashians really out here making a new type of human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it, though. I like just him picking up the girls and taking them to buy some toys of their own. Like, that's one of those core memory type things. Like, you remember when Uncle Tristan used to?
Yeah. Anytime we would pull up into that Toys R Us parking lot. Like, when my dad, man, listen, it was on it popping, man. Yes. Like, you just know it was a good time.
I don't like it, honey. He got his son Prince with his other baby mama, and he ain't taking him to Target.
Gary, you never got to go to Toys R Us, did you?
We didn't have Toys R Us in Port Arthur.
Would you? I'll take you to Toys R Us, Gary.
Oh, thank you. It's so sweet.
We got toys, I'm
you
sure.
You can get.
Yes, they all run by battery.
Yeah. All right, it's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
Well, Gary, here's something for you to suck on.
Tons of
adults in China are turning to their binky for stress relief.
Oh.
It's been reported that instead of meditating, grown folks are opting for a pacifier.
Yes.
Now, there are basic binkies for as low as $1.40 to luxury binkies that cost $70. They are sold as sleep aids and stress relievers. Many folks say it provides a sense of comfort and reminds them of their childhood. So what do y'all think about these binkies? Y'all gonna jump on and get you some pacifiers? Look at Gary's face.
But that, no, Brad, that was my starter toy to get me to an adulthood.
A binky?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was your training?
Yeah, that was my training.
Wow. Yeah, nah, I'm good on that because, you know, being a whole adult male, like, there's just other ways you can relieve stress. There's other things you could chew on. I used to go to the little corner stores back and they get the little chew sticks that had a little flavor.
Yeah,
Tanner, what you chew on?
Mostly my pride is mostly.
But I'm going to get me one to show this.
Yeah.
I want one.
I do not want to see your old grown ass sucking on a pacifier.
Could you be with somebody? Let's say you're with somebody and they're like, oh, I'm stressed out. Give me just a second.
No,
are you going to do that? Is that fine?
Something for you to tweak up here. You want to suck on something.
That's my stress reliever.
His tweaker.
My tweaker.
Coming up next, Sophie Turnell channels her inner sense of Stark and claps back at some haters.
Oh.
The Queen of the North will not take it. We'll tell you how right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, well, Sophie Turner has got a judgy fan out there. Sophie posted photos of her just having some fun at an Oasis concert without her daughters, who, by the way, are 4 and 2 years old. Mm-hmm. Well, while most fans told the mama to enjoy her time, a hater popped up in those comments and said it looked like she forgot she was a mother.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Sophie clapped back and said, I'm so sorry. Sometimes I forget some people can't think for themselves. So get this. There's this crazy thing called shared custody. Maybe, just maybe, they were with their dad that day. And, of course, we're talking about her ex, Joe Jonas. But what's the deal here? Can moms not go out and have fun,
this
too?
This is crazy. People always got something to say. They're stupid.
Because I'm sure they don't be in Joe's comments like, don't you forget your dad.
Yeah.
But they probably
while he's on tour.
He doesn't have the kids or something because women usually do.
Right.
There's always some sort of hater.
But it depends on what she's doing. Like kissing on a picture like that, that's not motherly. You know, so that's not
it's single motherly.
She can enjoy herself and have fun and do whatever she wants to do.
She's British. The band Oasis is British. This is a very British thing to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the kids grow up, Mommy, I saw you kissing on a picture that wasn't Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So what that's going to look like?
Well, she's an actress, so they're probably going to see a decent amount of that.
Because, you know, because the parents come into this world having a life before the kids get here.
Yeah.
And they can't just make that come to a screeching halt just because there's a new human in the house.
Right. Yeah. Your life doesn't have to stop.
Yeah, well, that's disrespectful to the child.
You don't even have kids.
I know, that's why I don't.
So you wouldn't know much about it.
Mm, I still love with y'all.
So you should keep your comments to yourself.
Okay. Yes, mother.
There we go.
Good job, Gary. I'm so proud of you.
Get the belt. Well, speaking of parenting,
he might like it.
Mariah the Scientist says dating someone with kids is not as bad as people make it out to be. Now everybody knows that Mariah is booed up with Young Thug, who had 6 kids with 4 different women. However, here's advice to women who refuse to date a man with kiddos.
I feel like dating somebody with kids has taught me more about a family unit than anything I could have ever imagined, because you're seeing it in real time. The ins and outs of parenting, regardless if somebody is together or not together, you're seeing it's really, parenting is very interesting. Very
interesting. It's
hard. It is. Even kids.
Yes.
No, it's Gary and Santa, could you date somebody with kids?
I'm not there yet. Like, in the not-too-distant future, I realize I more than likely will have to, like, become totally 100% fine with that, but I'm not quite there yet.
Got you.
Yeah.
So yeah, why is that? Because you don't want to share?
No, it's not the share part. It's that, like, I still think that I would have my own. And not that you couldn't do that, but it's just, like, I would like, you know, a year or two with it's just us without any kids before kids are brought in.
No. Because, first of all, honey, she crazy, honey. She's delusional, as they say. This man got a bunch of damn children, number one, so he got baby mamas. You'll never have a happy relationship with him because then the baby mama's gonna be coming. Well, look, quick, need something milk, and you all over there with her. So she gotta deal with that part. Number damn two, honey. Them kids, honey, going, I wanna live with my daddy. Y'all ain't got no peaceful life because they gotta bring them damn kids here.
All right, y'all. Up next, Andrew Freund travels to Thailand to dish with the cast of Jurassic World Rebirth right after the break.
To Thailand. Well done,
really,
Andrew.
Andrew?
I've been seeing his socials. He's running around in the jungle.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here in Thailand for the ultimate Jurassic World experience, and I'm getting ready to interview Jonathan Bailey and the cast of Jurassic World Rebirth. Take a look.
Can you go back and forth and name as many dinosaurs as you can? Go.
Okay. Dilophosaurus.
For both of us?
Yeah. Together. Titanosaurus, Mosasaurus, Brachiosaurus, Diplodocus, Spinosaurus, T-Rex.
Velociraptor.
Dilophosaurus.
Yeah, Acrolops. Triceratops.
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
Quetzalcoatlus.
Yeah. Have we done all the big ones?
Stegosaurus.
Okay.
Triceratops.
He knows his dinosaurs. You gave me like 2.
Well, I was just, no, because I was counting his.
Oh, you were counting.
He was supervising.
Was that a competition?
No, he was kind of a competition.
Was. Oh, I was
Basically, I won, is the way that played out.
See, my spirit is, I'm all about teamwork.
You know what they say.
I was allowing you to do yours so that I could get going.
Both of us won.
You know what they say, teamwork makes the dream work.
That's exactly right.
There's that.
And that is at the heart of this
teamwork.
Film,
it should
Jurassic
be teamwork makes the T-Rex.
I see what you did there.
Well, that's true if you work in special effects.
Why do we like seeing people getting eaten by dinosaurs?
I don't know. It's something messed up within the brain. It's
right?
Like very a weird, like switch-off psyche thing. That's just like we do enjoy seeing people being eaten by animals that no longer exist but once did. Yeah. And
I don't know. Just pushing the human experience to the furthest extreme possible.
That's true.
I don't know. I feel like the brain doesn't get to go there too often.
Yeah, it's
so
like ah.
When it feels like it's allowed to, I think people get very excited.
It's very philosophical of you.
Oh, thank you.
That was very philosophical, was, and especially in this heat, I mean.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm full of it.
Is Dr. Henry flirting with Zora, or are they, like, platonic? Like, is there tension there? What is the deal with that? What's going on with that? Jonathan?
You can deduce from it what you will. Mm. You invite the audience to... No, I think there is... Yeah, I think there's definitely quite a lot of tension there. And also, beyond just... Clearly, she's incredible, but there's, like, a real ethical... and moral sort of like back and forth in their playfulness. But yeah, no, I think they're drawn to each other, aren't they?
Yeah.
They have quite an interesting.
To be fair, we probably dialed it back a bit in the edit. There was a lot of good material and we probably just tried, the movie was about these three people, this like triangle and the romance, we pull back a little bit.
I think also for the character of Zora, so it may, like, it's brilliant to see her leading a mission and it not to be dependent on, you know, a romance with another dude who's like on the tour with them. But I'm sure that were there shots where you just sort of panned across and me and Scar were just looking at each other like giddy. Yeah.
Favorite dinosaur and why?
Of course, Dolores, the Alcalops. She's a classic. She's so cute. Like, no joke, she's like the cutest.
I met her last night. She almost bit my head off.
She's
a diva.
She is. If she doesn't have her licorice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so maybe she was hungry. Maybe it was like her dinner time.
We're here in Thailand celebrating the home release. Now, I want to know, what is the optimal situation to watch this movie? And I'm asking for a friend, not me. Like, would you have a gummy? Would you have some wine? Like, what's the optimal home?
All yours involve drugs of some sort.
I'm asking for a friend. Don't put this all on me.
Mine would be to buy or rent and watch at home with my loved ones.
Oh. you're a very lucky person because now you can.
Yeah.
Oh. It's available digitally at home. You can buy it or rent it. And there's loads of extras, but only if you buy it.
I didn't sign the waiver for this.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Our girl Rihanna is preparing for baby number 3, and despite not revealing the baby sex, she's already getting name suggestions. Now, if you guys didn't know, Rihanna named her son RZA after RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan, and when Wu-Tang's RZA was asked if Rihanna should name her baby after any other group members, RZA said, you know, ODB. Because you know the legend must live on. And we don't know yet if Rihanna is expecting a boy or a girl, but we do know her and her partner A$AP Rocky says the baby's name will start with an R.
Oh.
Their other son's name is Riot. Mm-hmm. What y'all think about RZA? What y'all think RZA suggesting the baby be named? And why did he say ODB? Got That's it. Not his real name.
Right. A$AP Unique is his government joint. You know, if they're going with R names, if you want to keep it Wu-Tang, Raekwon.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think if she have a son, she should name him Raynell. And if it's a
girl. Dope name.
Yep. And if it's a girl, he should name him Ramona.
Do you think, you guys think there's a little baby ODB out there somewhere?
Odell Beckham?
Odell Beckham?
Odell Beckham, yeah, yeah. Then that's probably in the list of names that you can't, because you can't name your children some names now.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like Jesus Messiah. Remember they had that list of what you can't name your
kids?
Name
the kids.
Oh. I think T.I. took all of them. He named all his kids all of them. Messiah.
Yeah. You go down this list.
Yeah. Well, y'all, that's all we have for you today. Tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.